Good morning. 8 o'clock on the nose on Tuesday, July 13th, 2021. 69 degrees, hazy, overcast, humid, but that's okay because it's a brand new day. Good morning, everyone. PC Herring here. How are you? Thank you for joining me on this walk today. I do that little every single time I come out for one of these walks, and I'm kind of becoming a little more self-conscious of it. I don't know. It's just kind of a little relaxer, a little moment of I'm here. So had rehearsals last night. We're still gearing up for our July 31st concert, and I dare say it went well. He switched the order of our rehearsal up a little bit, so some pieces he usually saves for the end, he pushed to the front. By he, I mean our director, which means that we were actually able to work on him while being fresh as opposed to exhausted, and that made some difference. Not a lot going on today. I'm still thinking about my dog's surgery. You heard my conversation yesterday about it, and I had a separate conversation with my parents. They were out doing some babysitting duties for baby girl, and unbeknownst to either of us, my wife had given the beagle one of her prescription pain meds, and towards the end of the day she came barreling down the stairs, charged into our main room, took a hard right at one of the baby's toys, jumped into my father's lap so hard, or jumped onto the couch so hard that my father had to catch the dog. And she gave absolutely no signs that she was in any pain or distress or anything like that. And unbeknownst to us, my wife had given her a pain pill. But, you know, we're sitting there, we're looking at this dog, and it's like, aren't you supposed to have a partially torn ACL? And we had a conversation about it, and I'm kind of left with more uncertainty than I was even 24 hours ago. I have no reason to distrust the vet. The vet has been with my wife's family for decades. They've seen every dog my wife's family has ever owned. They've seen our previous dogs. I have no reason to believe there's anything untoward going on. But the simple fact of the matter remains that even without the pain pill, Beagle Girl is not exhibiting the symptoms I would expect to see. She's been a little quieter. She's been a little more quick to lay down, and she certainly retreats to her crate a little bit more than usual, but she's always been antisocial. She's always had social anxieties, and she's always preferred her safe places or her darker, cooler places where she can just hide out and sleep. She's just perhaps preferring them a little more these days, but considering the chaos that's been around the house these past few days with, you know, wife and I getting prepped for the last week's shindig, and then the shindig itself, which we went out of our way to sequester her and keep her isolated. It is certainly an explainable variation. She has not been favoring that leg. You know, for a while she would not put any weight on it and she'd just kind of hobble it a little bit. But that was more kind of the exception rather than the rule. And for the past probably week and a half, she's putting weight on it. And it doesn't look to me, to us, like she's favoring it in any significant way. I have no reason to trust the veterinary practice, or I have no reason to distrust, excuse me. I have no reason to distrust the veterinary practice that we take her to. They have multiple doctors, and the doctor who diagnosed her was not a vet that I usually see. I have nothing against him, it's just I don't know him as well as I know some of the other ones. It's kind of luck of the draw of who you get based on who's working that day and who's available. And I just don't know. I called the vet late yesterday. I left a message with the veterinary doctor who would be performing the ACL reconstruction surgery. I've asked her to re-examine the x-rays that were taken and to call me back. I need a second opinion or a confirming opinion. I can't rule out the possibility that the x-rays were misinterpreted. And I can't rule out the possibility that the dog has adapted to the pain and is... All right, are you going to go or am I going to go? I think you're going to let me go. Thank you. But I can also rule out the possibility that the dog has just adapted to the pain and is doing a really good job at masking it. So I don't know. I'm inclined to follow the recommendation of the second opinion once we get it. And I'm going to have a very serious conversation with her about what I'm seeing and what I'm feeling and make sure that the choice that I recommend to my wife, because I don't make unilateral choices like this without her consulting, of course, but that the choice I recommend is what I believe is the best choice for the dog. I don't want her to be in pain. I don't want her to be potentially damaging her good legs, trying to compensate on her bad leg. Oh my goodness. Ah, looks like they're getting ready to do a roof. But at the same time, if she doesn't need the surgery, if it's so minor that it's just a nuisance and not a significant problem, I'm not sure I'm comfortable putting her under the knife. So we'll have to wait and see. Hopefully by the end of the day, today or tomorrow, we'll have some more clarity on the situation. It's tough. It's always tough when it comes to your pets. You love them like family because they are your family. But unlike your human family, even unlike your kids, they can't tell you what's wrong. They can only show you what's wrong, and only when they want to show it. And so, you know, you have to be astute enough to see what they're showing you or see what they're trying not to show you if they're trying to hide something. and then get in and have it diagnosed. And oh boy, the diagnosis process is not fun. So yeah, we'll see. We haven't canceled it yet. We haven't canceled the surgery for Friday yet. And I'm not going to until we know for sure, because frankly, it's easier to have a slot and relinquish it than it is to get a slot when you don't have one. And we'll go from there. On the writing front, I'm back at it tonight. We've got, I think on tap will be, I owe a couple things to the sim. I think I just owe one post. Well, I owe a few posts, but I'm staggering them so I don't totally lose my mind. But I got a post for the sim today, and then I'm pushing ahead on the Patreon project. Brainstorming for Codename Cyrus Book 2 is slow. To be honest with you, I haven't put a lot of mental energies into it yet. I haven't put a lot of mental energies into it recently, primarily because we've been so busy with Shindig and trying to keep myself on track with the patrons. She's there. She's in the back of my mind, and I've got some ideas still I'm toying with. Found a desktop image on my computer yesterday that served as a basis for a Agent Chen short story I wrote as part of a birthday anthology for a colleague of mine who was a creative. And no, that wasn't that project. It was the short story I put to The Tales of a Tesla Ranger. It was the anthology that was put together by T. Morris and Philippa Ballantyne in memory of the late, great P.G. Holyfield a couple years back. But it's kind of an origin story for Agent Chen, so kind of brought back some more thoughts and some more ideas and good times. Good times. I like working in Cyrus's world. I really do. I like her concept. I like the way I've built her out, or I've built out her world. You guys have probably noticed that I've been referring it more to the Codename Cyrus series than the Cybrosis series, and that's deliberate. You can infer what you wish to infer from there, and you know, the truth will lay itself out on the pages in due time. But yeah, Cyrus. Yeah, I don't have a lot to say today other than what I've already said. Just one of those quote-unquote maintenance days where I don't expect a ton of movement on ongoing things. But I have to, I have to touch them and make sure that they're where they need to be to keep them going. Mondays are kind of a dead day because of the orchestra rehearsal. So it's, you know, get up, walk, work, eat, rehearsal, bed. Good morning, Tuesday. But, you know, not every day can be a barn burner day, and getting out and making music is always a, not always, but more often than not, it's, I find it very therapeutic. Helps me clear my head. On the home front, I got some movement from the insurance company on the new roof we're going to have to get. And so now it's in the hands of the contractor to go and review what we got from the company and make sure we're in good shape for that. I'm hoping to get a date set for the rebuild, the work. I'd like to have the date set by the end of the week so I can at least get it on the calendar. But I don't know. What else is going on? Oh, next week. Next week? Wow, it really is next week already. Wow. Next week I'll be out of town for about 2 or 3 days. I fly out for a corporate level retreat. I will probably not be able to walk. I'll be able to walk, but I probably won't be able to walk and talk. And I certainly will not have reliable window or resources with me to upload. So I'll remind you of it next week when we get closer to it. But expect me to take a couple of days off during, I think it'll be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week. I will not be walking. That said, I'll try to at least get some photos of the area. So if you're following me on Facebook or Twitter, or yes, even Instagram now, keep your eyes there. And at the very least, I'll try to at least give you a photo of where I'll be. Can't wait. I've been cooped up in Illinois for far too long, and I need to get out of the state for a couple of days. It's going to be a fun retreat, I think. One full day, two nights. We're doing, you know, as I've mentioned before, the company I work for is very sensitive to environmental needs, carbon impact. Its entire mission revolves around the reduction of carbon in our environment. So we're doing a little bit of glamping for this trip. Tents with amenities, which is going to be an interesting experience for me since I used to do a lot of camping as a kid. 9x9 nylon tents in all sorts of weather and storms, and very little in terms of severe weather rattles me these days, simply because I'm used to it all. But yeah, it'll be fun. Wow. 3 cars into the subdivision, 2 cars out. It just suddenly got busy around here. But yeah, so I'll have more to say on that next week and let you know what days the walk will be on and what days the walk will be off. I'm not taking a laptop with me. I might take the work laptop, but I don't think so. Just easier. I'll probably take my iPad so I can keep pushing on the writing while I'm on the plane, because I'll have a solid couple hours where I've got nothing better to do. But beyond that, no, I don't expect too much in the way of major productivity. But that's okay. So we're coming up to the end of it. I'm not quite home yet, but I'm pushing the 20-minute time barrier. So this is the part of the walk where I will wish you and yours a very happy, healthy, safe, and productive day. And I will talk with you tomorrow, because tomorrow will be a brand new day.